Glory to your holy name. You know, when I lift my hands, when I lift my hands and I worship, I'm not reaching to touch anything. I'm surrendering. Sometimes we can, I remember my first time lifting my hands in church. We was in downtown Darrow. I was a teenager. I was about 12 or 13 years old. And when you're a teenager, it wasn't really cool to do that. You know, it wasn't cool to lift your hands in church and be on the front row, stretched out, you know what I'm saying? Because it just wasn't a cool thing to do. Let them other people do that, you know, because my friends looking. And I remember how it happened. It wasn't anything of mine. I'm on the front row, and so I just closed my eyes. You know, with no intentions, I just closed my eyes. You know, I guess you call it surrendering. I don't know what I was doing at the time, but my eyes were closed. And then when I opened them, my hands were stretched all the way to the sky. I don't remember when it happened. I didn't feel it. There wasn't no motion of me. But I realized over time, that sometimes we, in worship, we think we're reaching to God. We're looking for him somewhere else. We're going to read a scripture in a minute, and we're reaching out to him. But I started realizing that I was just lifting my hands as an act of surrender. I just want you to know that I'm yours. So here's my hands and everything else about me. So when I lift them, I'm saying I'm submitted. Let's lift our hands real quick. I'm submitted. I'm submitted to your will, God. Whatever you want done, I ain't reaching, trying to touch anything, because I know you're right here on the inside of me. But I just, look, hands up. I surrender. You know when somebody stick you up, hey, hands up, I give up. I give up my ways. I give up how I want to do things. It is all your ways, amen? Amen. So when you lift your hands, we're surrendering. We should live a surrendered lifestyle. Let me make this statement. God is not in the business of giving you opportunities. He is not in the business of moving you from event to event, from miracle to miracle, from revival to revival. God is not in the business of giving you opportunities. God is in the business of optimizing who you are. You see what's a fancy word, optimizing. Optimizing, when you optimize something, that means you maximize it to the best version of what it is. You max it out. Everybody say maxed out. Come on, say it, maxed out. When God optimizes us, he maxes us out to the full version that he expects of us. So we're no longer doing the good and acceptable thing, but now we're in the perfect will of God. We're no longer wishing and hoping and thinking that something might happen, but we know when we say it, it is. Right? Remember, Apostle been talking about decreeing things. We're going to talk about that on Sunday. Lord, have mercy. He is risen in me. Say it. He is risen in me. Not just because I know Sunday was Easter. That don't mean it's over. Just because they ain't advertising no TV about trying to get you to get some chocolate or something no more and all that stuff is gone, that don't mean it's over. The resurrection is eternal.
Yes, sir.
So he is risen. Say, he is risen in me. Now, I don't know how many times you went back and listened to that message. I ain't going to ask you right now. I don't want nobody to lie to me in the church. I don't know how many times you went back and listened to that. And sometimes we think that we have it when we heard it. But faith comes by.
Hearing.
And it's funny that it says hearing. Hearing means it's constantly gone. So I'm constantly hearing. He is risen in me. So I'm celebrating the resurrection in me. That's freedom. I don't know about y'all, that's freedom. It's one thing to celebrate. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive. You alive. Say, I'm alive. And he's alive in me. He is risen in me. Come on, say it again. He is risen in me. Say it again. He is risen in me. So there is, when Jesus does everything that he does. Now, you got to realize now, when Jesus goes to the cross and he dies, you know, we understand the story. He get betrayed, right? Then he get delivered up to the government, right? And then we know the beating and all the things, the spitting on him, all the things that happened to him. They stripped him naked. We know all that story, right? When all this is going on, this is just a representation of how far he's willing to go. I'll prove it to you that, and I don't have time to go to the scripture, but we say he's alive, he's risen, the resurrection on the third day, right? You remember when he went down to Lazarus? Y'all know that story? Anybody know that story? And he talking, and one of the sisters said, well, Lord, if you had been here, our brother wouldn't have died. Right? He said, no, your brother's going to live. He's going to live. He's a sleeper. He's going to live. She said, oh, yeah. I know he's going to live. He's going to live in the resurrection. He says, I am the resurrection.
Yes, sir.
Wait, I thought there was a resurrection on the third day. I am. He says, I am the resurrection. You say it.
I am the resurrection.
Come on. That's right. Life.
So Jesus' life stands out. John chapter 3, Nicodemus come see him at night.
Yes, sir.
He don't want to come talk to him during the day because he don't want his fellow Pharisees to know that he going to talk to this strange man. So he go see him at night. And said, we know you are a prophet of God. We know you a great teacher. You're doing all these things. He said, you must be born again. Now we've taken that phrase over years and say born again. But if you really break down the specifics of it, he's talking to Nicodemus and telling him, you got to leave your regular manhood culture. Because the Jews at that time thought they were God's chosen people. So they think they're already in, and they're saying they're already in, but they're not getting the results. And Jesus shows up with the results. You must be born again. You've got to leave that old idea and embrace this new one. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is, repent. Change your mind. I'll say it again, repent. The word repent in Greek means to change your mind. It don't mean to say I'm sorry. I know y'all thought repent mean, Lord, I'm sorry. No, he says to change your mind. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. There's a new way of doing things, and our minds must be changed. Romans 12, 2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind. If I renew a thing, that means it was new at one time. So I'm bringing it back to the origin. I'm bringing it back to the original. When Jesus dies on the cross, even when Jesus sets foot on ground, when he sets foot on this earth, he is immediately aligning everything back to the way it was when God created mankind. Are y'all listening to me? He changes the alignment and changes the whole function. I know what Moses did. I know what Abraham did. I know what Noah did. I know what David did. I know what Solomon did. I know what Elijah and Elisha did. I know what all the prophets did. But when Jesus gets here, he changes the alignment. Anybody ever drove your car and your alignment was off? How I feel? What's the motion you're getting? You're shaking and you're swerving. Right? That thing is pulling. You gotta overcompensate one way to make sure you don't, because your alignment is not as easy to drive, and it's not as easy to stay in your lane and go in the direction that you're on, because your alignment is
off.
So we're talking alignment. Everybody say alignment. So now Jesus did not come. This is what I'm trying to say. When we say the phrase that Jesus paid the price, it is not that we have nothing else to do. It is not that we don't have a price to pay just as he does. It's amazing to me how when we say the works, Jesus says, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, right? But we don't want to talk about the work of the cross. We want open blind eyes. We want to raise the dead. We want to heal the sick, right? We want to multiply. But this comes from I'm a resurrected lifestyle. Come on, say he's risen in me. Come on, say it again, he's risen in me. Say it again, he's risen in me. But these functions are only manifestations of a risen lifestyle, right? But before there is a resurrection, there must be a crucifixion. To benefit from the resurrected lifestyle, I must keep my other lifestyle crucified. Catch that for a minute. To benefit, listen. To benefit from a resurrected lifestyle, from he is risen, it is true. Say it, he is risen in me. But yes, he is risen in you, but to benefit from this risen lifestyle, I have to remain crucified with all of my other ways. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Y'all know the scripture, right? Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. What is that? Who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God.
Come on now.
So we, you know, we're one with God. He told us that in John 17, you're one with God. Yeah. Right? Jesus started saying, when you see me, you see the Father. You remember that?
Yeah.
He was trying to tell you how to look at yourself. Yeah. When you see me, you look at yourself, you see the Father.
Yeah.
He's trying to tell you how to look at yourself. But this is, it is already finished, right? Say, it is finished.
Yeah.
It is finished, but I got to keep myself aligned. This system, this culture, be not conformed. This world wants you to embrace. I remember I would read and Jesus would tell them, you know, he was telling Abraham, we'll get a wife for Isaac. He said, don't take her from this place over here. I said, is God being, what do you mean, racist or something? What is going on? Why not take her from over there? He said, they got different customs.
Yeah.
They got different things. They're doing it a different way. And it's going to contaminate the bloodline that I'm trying to go through. Y'all listen to me.
Yes,
Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived besides Jesus, at the end of his life, you hear him lamentation. He crying. He crying the whole book. He calling everything vanity and vexation. Why? Because he married these strange women and began to mix. He became conformed to the culture. When the scripture says, I got to get to the scripture. He said, Jesus would trip me out. He says, be wise as a serpent. You ever heard that before? But then he says, be harmless as doves. I said, okay, that means I got to be real nice. He said, no, look up what harmless means. And I looked it up. He said, don't be mixed.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
So you can maneuver in this system. But don't be mixed with their ways.
Yeah.
Don't be mixed with their cultures. Don't be mixed with what things they think are important. On a daily basis, we're being promoted to of what life really looks like. I'm afraid that modern Christianity has become the American dream in Jesus' name. You're trying to say what we want in Jesus' name. No, no, no. Not my will, but.
Yes, sir.
He's been beating me. God been breaking me down. He said, you got all these ideas. He said, let it happen. Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you. If I let it, that means it's already there. And it's trying to do something, but I won't.
Come on now.
It's a let. The beginning of creation started with a let. In the beginning, God said,
come on, sir.
And there was. Let us make man in our image. He said, let them have dominion. See, it's a reversal. You know, scripture talks about the foolish things of the world that confound the wise, right? It's a reversal. The system has us trying to go one way when God is working another way.
All right.
But it's got a lot of giving up we got to do.
Yes.
Hands up. Say, I give up. Come on, say it. I give up. Come on, say it again. I give up. Come on, say it one time. I give up. So there's an alignment. I got a lot of places we want to go. But go to Matthew chapter 6. And just, you know these scriptures, but just don't read them like you know them. You go on, Matthew 6, verse 33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his right standing, not your right standing.
Right.
Not what you think the right way is to stand. Not what somebody else said is the right way to stand, but his righteousness. And all these things will be added to. What things is he talking about? Well, if you jump up to verse 27. He said, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit to your stature? Verse 28, and why take you thought for raiment, talking about your clothes? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even a Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which is today is, and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Last time you didn't believe God for something to put on. I'll wait. Y'all act like y'all, all right, cool. Cool, I'll wait. I wanna kill all your,
Go ahead, man.
We need to kill all of these little, we got these little things that we believing for and we've been confessing in all day long and we haven't let them. You don't think they're trying to come to you already?
Right,
You don't think the Spirit of God, greater is he that is? I can't hear y'all. Greater is he that is where? Than he that is in the world. You don't think it's already trying to happen?
That's right.
Could your prayers and your confession and your pleading be working against it? Oh, ye of little faith. Verse 31. Therefore, take note. What? God, dog. None? I can't take none, Jesus? That's red words, right? I can't take none? Wait, hold on, y'all. What that mean? I'm talking to y'all for real. Like, I'm really asking you. What does that mean? Those first four words. Therefore. I just dealt with your stress. He just dealt with your depression. He just dealt with your anxiety, your worry, your fear. He just dealt with it. Take. Don't take them thoughts they're giving you. Saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or wherewithal should we be clothed? Verse 32. You read. Ready, read. How many of these things? No. A few of them. They got a few of them God provided. Some of them you got to pray through. No. They got a few of them that God provide, and some of them you got to fast and toil for. For all these things of the Gentiles, and for your heavenly Father, knoweth that you have what? Of how many of these? So he already know? Y'all, God is all knowing, ain't he? Okay, hold on. Is God all knowing? I'm about to help you with your prayer tonight. God is all knowing, ain't he? Okay, so when you pray something, God is you're not informing him. Well, God, you know I know already. Next time you pray, I want you to hear him. We can't say he's omnipotent, and omnipresent, and omniscient, and all these things that we say about God, but then change our mind when we get in our ways. So if he knows already, then what am I doing when I'm praying? If he knows already, number one, what am I doing when I'm praying, and how should I pray? Because we got a lot of prayers that avail much. 21 days of prayer. We got prayer for this subject and prayer for this subject. And you got your prayer devotional. And this is how you pray for this one. And this is how you pray for that one. And y'all done seen them, huh? Y'all done read all them books, huh? I'm sorry if anybody got them books and that's y'all favorite thing that you're using every day. But y'all can jump up. He noticed you have need of all these things. Before we get back to verse 33, jump up to verse 9 real quick. We touched on this Sunday. They said, Lord, teach us to pray. He said, when you pray after this manner. Y'all read it. Go ahead. Pray after. Come on, verse 9. Start at the beginning. Ready, read. Hold on. And I want you to catch something. Y'all got to slow down. You got to slow down. After this manner, pray you. I'm going to say it again. After this manner, pray you. I'm going to go say it over here to y'all over here. Yes, after this manner, pray you. Yes, now you pray you. When you pray, you're praying you out. Yes. Y'all better hear me now. Yes. You ain't got to. Look, you're praying you. When you pray after this manner, you're praying the real you.
Yeah.
What is prayer? It's not pleading. Prayer is a request.
Yes.
So when you pray after this manner, you're requesting you.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're requesting the real you.
Amen.
See, we've been requesting these things.
Amen.
But that might not be you.
That's true.
We've been requesting these situations to go another way, but that might not be you. But when you pray after this manner, you pray the real.
You.
After this manner, pray you. That's what ye mean. Our Father, read it, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Come on, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. What? Don't you ever in your life again say on earth. Because that ain't what he said. In earth, the apostle was showing us that Sunday, right? In earth, who the earth? What you made out of? The dirt, come on. Everybody say, I'm made out of the earth. I'm made out of the dirt. So that's what he's talking about when he says, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Then he describes what that looked like. As it is in heaven. When you see the word as, that means at the same time and the same way. Are y'all hearing me? So now when I pray after this manner, and we don't even have to get to give us a day our daily bread because that's already taken care of in the will. Jesus has to talk to us a certain way because sometimes, you remember he said, I got many things to say to you, but you can't bear them now?
Right.
Yeah, he was like, I got a lot of stuff to say, but your mind can't conceive them right now, so I got to talk to you a certain way.
Right.
It was finished. The prayer was over. But we know you're thinking about daily bread. You thinking about forgive us our debts. Cancel our debts. Come on, y'all. Come on. The Spirit of God has been trying to reveal you to you. He's been trying to reveal the real you to you, and then the real you, which is him, to the world. The whole creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. But we've been covering it with our ways. We've been covering it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not. He's been covering it with our wants. We've been covering it with these lackluster prayers about stuff that's gonna burn.
So true.
That kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now they pray you. I didn't have that written down, so I just learned that with y'all. We learning together. You're praying you. When you pray after this manner. When you pray the other manner, you're praying something else. And you are going unrequested. So don't take no thought. I'm trying to show us how to line up till he is risen in us. Because he was already risen in us. But why haven't we been getting the risen results? Can I get an amen up in here? Uh-huh. Ask those hard questions. Why haven't I been getting the risen results? I got a line. And I pray like this. He says, take no thought. Later on in the scripture. He even goes on. I don't have time to go over the beginning of chapter 6. He starts telling you, stop trying to make a show for them people. Trying to pray all loud in front of them people so they think you're spiritual. That's going to be your reward. They're going to be like, ooh, child, she's spiritual. Ooh, child, he's spiritual. And that's going to be your reward.
Right.
And I got so much more to come out of you, but that's what you wanted. You want somebody to pat you on the back. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't pat me on the back. Don't tell me a good message or nothing. I don't need none of that. That ain't my reward. That ain't good enough. Take no thought, 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 no thought. This man says, take no thought, what you gonna eat? What? But seek first. Seek. I won't skip that. It says seek. Put it up on the screen, please. Seek ye. When you pray, at the prayer, pray you, but seek you first. Because you're the kingdom of God. Say, I am the kingdom of God. Come on, say it again. Say, I am the kingdom of God. Say it again. I am the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, we're going to read it in Luke 17 in a minute. The kingdom of God is not a place. It's not something off somewhere else. It's not something coming from somewhere else. And if you think that way, that's why I say I'm just lifting my hands for surrender because I know God is already right here.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
So I'm not looking for the kingdom of God in Jerusalem. I'm not looking for the kingdom of God at the temple or at the church. The kingdom of God is because I am the kingdom of God. I am, we define the kingdom of God as what? God's way of doing things? Yeah, I'm God's way of doing things. What was Jesus? That's God's way of doing things. He said, when you see me, you see the Father. He said, the Father works, so I work. As I hear, I judge. I'm only, my judgment going to be just because I'm only doing the will of the, I'm only doing the will of the Father. There is no other will. I don't have this list of things that I'm trying to accomplish in life. Truth of the matter is, we've been living backwards. You ready for this? God, we've been trying to grab things, get things, accrue things, get this relationship, get this job, get this opportunity, get these different things so that we can be somebody. The whole time, God been trying to strip us. He's trying to get us back naked. He's stripping you. He's taking these things off of you. Revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge, right? Revelation is when something is revealed. That means something has been covered. Right? And here's one trick that we never pay attention to. Are y'all ready for this? We're always looking for what's under there. But we never ask, what is this? That was covering it. What is this? Well, so give me the revelation. We don't realize what is this has been covering what's been there the whole time. Greater is he that is where? Than he that is in the world. We're going to read them in. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells where? On the inside of us. But what is it that's been covering that? Well, I can't see it. Cares of this world. Deceitfulness of riches. Lust for other things. Come in and choke the word. When growth is who we are. Paul starts talking. Paul said, I'm concerned. He said, I'm concerned that you be beguiled by the enemy again, just like in the garden. And now you're chasing after something that you already are. And you be deceived, watch this, from the simplicity that is in Christ. You mean to tell me the ways of Christ are simple?
Yeah.
Well, why does it seem like we gotta go through so much? Auntie, why we gotta dot this I, cross this T, and make sure this leg, we gotta stand on one leg. Make sure we balance it. Why we gotta, it's simple, say it's simple. But there's something that's been covering up. He's resurrected. He's risen in me. Say it. He's risen in me. Come on, say it again. He's risen in me. Say it again. He is risen in me. But to benefit from the risen status, I got to keep that other stuff dead. He's trying to strip you. Remember Rich Young Ruler? I ain't got time to go there. I got some other stuff I got to read. Rich Young Ruler come running. He lying. Come running, kneeling. Talking about good master. He was lying. He fake worshiping. Why Jesus called him, he said, don't call me good, ain't nothing good but one. No, don't play with me.
Yeah.
He started going through the higher hell, eternal life. He wanted all eternal life. Well, I'd have done everything for my youth. He said, okay, cool. And he started stripping him.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's a strange to me, B, that he says, watch the conversation. And I believe the rich young ruler, because his identity came from what he had. So when God says one thing you're lacking, he got offended.
Yeah.
What you mean I'm lacking something? I ain't lacking nothing. He said, one thing you're lacking. Then it didn't make sense to me, Rebecca. It didn't make sense that he says, one thing you're lacking, go sell.
Yeah.
It seemed like if he's lacking something, Jesus need to give him something, huh?
Right.
Seemed like if he was lacking, Jesus need to give it to him, right?
Right.
And he was giving it to him. He said, go sell.
Right.
He's giving it to him. When he goes and sells all that he has, he'll realize who he is.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's good, sir.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
He said, one thing you're lacking. He said, he loved on him. He identified him. Mm-hmm. One thing you're lacking. Go sell all this stuff that you got, that you've been identifying yourself with. All these different things. He said, go sell it. What you got to go sell?
Mm-hmm.
Talking to y'all. Now, the remedy might be different. Don't go out talking about my church to me and sell my car and all this stuff like that. Y'all bet not. This is my disclaimer online right now. I'm looking at the camera right now. Y'all see me on Zoom, all that. This is my disclaimer. But the prescription is different for different folks. Because what is that thing that's covering for you? Don't sit up here like you ain't got nothing. Oh yeah, from the rooter to the tooter. From the front row to the back row. Online, everywhere, where we at, all the different places, everybody at. Yeah, you got something. What's your prescription? He told him, go sell what you have. Give it to the poor. And then he says this something. And I want y'all to remember this because we can't skip this part. He said, go sell what you have, give to the poor. Then he said, take up your cross and follow me. Now I want you to know in those days, when you hear those words, take up the cross, it's condemnation to, it's like, because you ain't taking up no cross unless you're trying to go die. The only people carrying crosses are people that are going to get crucified. They shake it. What you mean take up my cross? Well, where are we going? Don't just go get rid of what you had. Don't just go get rid of them ideas. But then I want you to take up these. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Yeah. Remember Jesus said, come in all the labor and take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly, how you find rest for your soul. I need you to put that down and take this up. Luke chapter 17, quick, because seek ye first the kingdom of God and righteousness. All these things will be added to you, right? All these things will be added to you. I don't know how many times we got to say that, how many languages we got to say it in. All these things will be added. Seek first the kingdom and all these things will be added. Seek first the kingdom and all these things will be added. Seek first the kingdom and all these things will be added. Seek first the kingdom and you don't have to pray for these things.
That's right.
The scripture says you pray, but you pray amiss. Your prayer's been missing.
Yeah.
Sin. As soon as we hear the word sin, we think actions. We think bad things. No, sin is an archery term. Originally, sin is an archery term. It means you're missing the mark. You're shooting, but you're missing. This is what sin is. You're shooting, but you're not aimed correctly. You're not aligned.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, it ain't the power ain't there to hit the bullseye, but the alignment is. So if I got to seek first the kingdom, and I'm going to go through this quick, real quick. Verse Luke 17, I know we usually go to verse 20. Well, I'll start at verse 20 and they say, well, let me go to verse 19, because he says, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. He's talking about them 10 lepers. And he makes a statement. He said, arise. He said, Jesus said, my faith made you whole. I'm going to read it again. Jesus says, arise, go thy way, my faith made you whole. He don't say, arise, go thy way, my faith. Jesus says, my faith has made you whole. No, who faith made him whole? Huh? I can't hear you. Whose faith gonna make you whole? I can't hear you. Whose faith will make you whole? Jesus is constantly saying the same thing. He's bringing the alignment. He's bringing the alignment. There's another place, and I don't have time to go there. Jesus said, in that day, you're not gonna ask me nothing. What? What are we yelling his name? He said, you're not gonna ask me nothing. He said, you're gonna go to the Father for yourself. He said, matter of fact, don't ask me nothing because I ain't gonna do it for you. Jesus said, he ain't gonna do it for you. Jesus said, don't ask me nothing, I ain't doing it for you. You're grown now, do it for yourself. Thy faith. What measure you meet. See, he's changed the alignment. He changed the alignment. Now, whether you know it or not, it's been happening already. You just hadn't been meeting a measure bigger than the one you need. See, there's an unlimited measure that you can meet, but you gotta die for that one. I know quiet in the church of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I love quiet church. There's a measure that's unlimited, but you got to get out the limits. It's all apostles been trying to tell us all these years. Verse 20, and when they demanded the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. What's the Lord's Prayer? The Lord's Prayer, right? What he said, thy kingdom come? He said, actually, when the kingdom come, you see that, right? He said, thy kingdom come, Thy will be done well. Come on, say in me.
In me.
Come on, say it in me.
In me.
I can't hear y'all. Say it in me.
In me.
I don't hear you on Zoom. Say in me.
In me.
In me. So they asking now where the kingdom, when the kingdom gonna come? He answered them, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. you know you never seen yourself before? I was talking to a friend about that. You know you never really seen yourself? I looked in the mirror. That's a reflection. You ain't never seen yourself. You got to rely on how you seem. I got to say it again. You have to rely on how you're seen. I got to take God's word for it. God says he sees me a certain way. I got to take his word for it. Because the kingdom of heaven doesn't come with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there. Finish it, y'all. For behold, what? The kingdom of God. Hold on, hear me for a second. The kingdom of God is within you.
Yeah.
This kingdom that we've been trying to figure out where it's at. We're trying to pray it through. This kingdom of God is within you.
Yeah.
Now say it, the kingdom of God is in me. So now if I got to seek first the kingdom of God, then where am I looking? He just described it looking low here, low there. No, on the
inside.
Now I'm gonna show you. Can I show you how to find it? Oh, y'all don't want to know. Jesus said, "Y'all gonna leave me too?" When Jesus started telling him what really gotta happen, he said, "Y'all gonna leave too?" He said, "Eat my body, drink my blood." What is this man talking about? Y'all gonna leave me too? Everybody start leaving. Y'all gonna leave me too? When it get a little difficult, when it get a little hard, now because we like that naming it, claiming it. We like the you can have what you say. We get the shouting. I know we do it here in Word of Life. We get the shouting when they say the blessing coming on you. And your debt's about to be canceled. Yeah, and he got a plan for, oh, we get the shouting. Die.
Come on, say it right.
Lord, and then we start praying the other prayer. Lord, if you can't let this cup pass from me. Lord, can you do it another way? Ain't no other way. That's the way. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. There's some thought, there's some ideas and thoughts you have and some dreams that need to die because they're not big enough. Just a couple weeks ago, he started shutting stuff down in my life. You know, I think I'm smart. You think you're doing, you're talented, you're smart and all that. He said, close all that down. I started texting people, say, shut it down, put it on the shelf, shut it down. He said, because there's something you ain't seeing. I said, okay. He told me the other day, he said, sometimes you got to shut up because I'm always saying something better than you. I ain't the only one got to shut up. I know. I know he just wasn't talking to me. We saying all this stuff. Amen. The days will come when you shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man and you shall not see it. They shall say unto you, see here or see there. Or go after them. He said, go not after them nor follow them. For as the lightning out of one part of the heaven shining unto the other part of heaven, so shall the Son of Man in this day. But first, verse 25. But first.
First.
Seek ye what?
First.
But first. He must suffer many things and be rejected of his generation. Now, when you live in this life, you're rejected of your generation because you're going in a different, you got a different motion.
Right.
Not because you say, I am a C, I am a CH, I am a CHRIS, I'm a Christian. So no, not because of that. They didn't become calm with that. They don't even carry no weight no more. Start being rejected of your generation. You remember Jesus cast a demon out and went to them pigs and freed that boy? You know what happened? The people told him to leave. I thought they said, oh, come in, you done freed that. No, they said, leave. Do a miracle and they tell you leave. You weren't expecting that one, huh? Raised from the dead and said, get out of here. See, he going another way. And as it was in the day of Noah, he's talking about Noah, so shall it be also in the days of man. Now remember, he says, take no thought what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to put on. All these different things, all these concerns. Watch what he says. He said, verse 27, they did eat. Ain't nothing wrong with eating. They did drink. Ain't nothing wrong with drinking. Not drinking, but you know, nothing wrong with getting some water. Ain't nobody about to get me on no sound bite up in here. No, I done got wise in the name of Jesus. Ain't nothing wrong with drinking. Ain't putting, nope, you ain't getting me. It says they did eat and did drink and they married wives. Marriage, okay, and they given in marriage. Until the day of Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Why did it destroy them all? They were just doing normal things. They were just doing what society said was okay. They were doing eating and drinking and everybody getting married and giving them marriage. They were just doing normal things. Why did the flood come and destroy them all? Because they did not recognize the ark. Likewise, also it was in the days of Lot. The same thing. They did eat, they drank, they bought and they sold, they planned and built, they started their business. They started their companies. Ain't nothing wrong with it. They was building. But the same day Lot went out of Sodom and rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall be the day the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he shall be on the housetop, his stuff in the house. Let him not come down and take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. He said, remember Lot, wife. Y'all know that story, right?
Yeah.
Y'all can't hear. Y'all remember that story, huh? Yeah. And then he describes, he said, whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I say, I don't understand this. What are you talking about, lose my life to save it? What are you talking about saving my life, but I'm going to lose it? He said, whoever try to save his life, whose life is yours? Come on, I'm trying to kill it. The word of God is quick. Hebrews 4:12, went there Sunday. I saw verse 13, I ain't never seen before. He said, the word of God is quick and powerful, sharpened into a sword, right? Even divine, the son of soul, spirit, and the son of the intents of the heart, right? Right? Then after that, it says, and everything under that is seen, God's seeing, is all naked to him. He see it all. Everything is stripped to God. We just don't want to strip before God. We don't want to put down these things. And that's why we've been limiting ourselves. He is risen in me, but I've been living like he ain't risen because I got these ideas. And I got these things that I'm, my what I'm believing God for. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. Whosoever loses his life shall preserve it. That sounds familiar. That sounds very familiar. Hold on, let's Matthew chapter 16. Because there is a way to stay aligned to the resurrection. When you resurrect, you can't take none of that stuff with you. None of these ideas you had before. That prayer that Jesus prayed before it was time for him to go, he said, and it's another let. He said, Lord, he understood how God works. He said, Lord, he said, Father, if you can, let this cup pass. Nevertheless, he didn't even finish the prayer. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will. So I didn't come here to build my legacy. I wasn't sent here to build my ministry. I wasn't sent here to build my empire or whatever else you want to call it. Not my will. Matthew chapter 16, I ain't got time to read that first part. He go and say, "Who?" You know the part where he says, who do men say that I am?
Yes, sir.
That conversation came out of aggravation. Because he's really trying to tell them, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. The Pharisees were very dedicated, but not very crucified. They had everything down up online. They had the law up and down. But ain't nobody want to die. Ain't nobody want to bleed. They still wanted to make sacrifice when you are the sacrifice. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? God don't want your goats. Your goats and your coats. He don't want it no more. You, that was warm up. The goats and all that stuff was warm up. I was trying to warm you up to show you. He did it way back with Abraham. Remember Abraham? He gave him Isaac. You know, he got Isaac. A miracle baby, wasn't he? They 100 years old, a miracle baby. He said, give him to me. Take Isaac and go up on the mountain and crucify him. Take this thing that you didn't ask me for. Because you asked me for it. I didn't say you needed an heir. Y'all go back and read it. I ain't got time. He didn't tell Abraham he needed an heir. He told Abraham, I'm going to bless you, make you blessed. All the families are going to be blessed. Abraham said, how this going to be, seeing I ain't got no heir. So now Abraham, can I teach y'all something about God? God will give you what you want. And move on from you. Y'all keep asking for all this stuff. Okay, here. I'm going to find somebody else. I have bigger plans, but you wanted this one so bad. You wanted this so bad, and you keep asking me, you don't need a king. We want a king. You don't need a king. We want a king. And then, if you look at the research, when the people were asking for a king, they had a right to do it because the prophet's sons was messing up. We want a king. You don't need a king. He listened to my prophet. We want a king. You don't need a king. They're going to mess with your daughters. They're going to send your sons to war. They're going to kill them all. You don't need a king. Yeah, we hear you. But we want a king. My confession. I name and claim this king in the name of Jesus. And then catch the spirit on him. So God say here. And it confused me so much. It don't confuse me. I understand God. It tripped me out because God didn't want me to have a king. But then he went anointed a king for me. That's where Saul come from. And he knew Saul was going to jack it up.
Yep.
I told y'all what he was going to do.
Right.
But that's what y'all wanted, so here. God will give you what you want.
Yeah.
Y'all ready for this?
Yes.
I can hear you.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you're asking God for a healing in a certain organ when it's something else that needs to be fixed.
Right.
But you're so focused on that one organ that you hadn't asked him, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And so now he can't make you whole. Because you're limiting your prayers. Let me tell you, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, cracks open every ability and every possibility that can come to you. You've just taken off the limits. What is God's will? Exceeding abundantly, we say it, huh? Exceeding abundantly above all that we... So if he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we think as far as you can real quick. Okay, ask or think. The only way I'm going to get over there, if I can't ask over there, my asking don't get me over there. And my thinking don't get me over there. So my yielding got to take me. So you don't work up to unlimitedness, you yield to it. This conversation in Matthew 16 And they say, who do men say that I am? It comes out of aggravation. Because he's trying to tell them, beware the leaven of the Pharisees. And they're tripping because they think he mad at them because they forgot the bread for the trip. And Jesus starts stunting on them a little bit. He said, y'all don't remember the 5,000?
Right.
He said, all the 4,000. I did it again. I did it once so you know it wasn't a fluke.
Right.
I did it more than once just so you know it wasn't a trick. Mm-hmm. He starts saying, who do men say that I am? Watch me. And some say lies is probably one of them. He said, yeah, who y'all say? Peter, jump out there. Thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, verse 17. Blessed was not revealed it unto thee. Now remember, when something is revealed to you, that thing that's revealed has already been there. Let me teach you something about revelation knowledge. Don't get all excited that you found something and something being revealed to you. It was there already. Ooh, I got a revelation. It was there already. And you ain't the only one. That's not the issue. What was covering it up? Because if you don't deal with what's covering it up, you know what's going to happen? You're going to be coming back asking for another revelation. Revealed it in thee, but my Father was in heaven. I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Watch this. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. He said, you got to seek it. It's on the inside of you, and I'm going to show you how to unlock it in you. Are y'all listening to me?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the keys. I'm about to show you how to unlock it. Watch this. I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Now let me break down that part, because I'm going to get to how you're going to unlock it in a second. I got a little time. I'm going to get to how you unlock it. Jesus got to talk to us in our limited mentality. Because we still thinking we need stuff. And we still, so he got to talk to us in the direction that we've been living to try to get us to flip our mentality. So he says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound. Whatever you loose, be loosened. Now, first of all, loosened and binding are not against each other. Because some stuff need to be bound and it's a good thing. Right? And some stuff need to be loose. All right. So it's not loosened against binding. It's whatever state it's in, that's what it's going to be in. But which one you think is happening first, heaven or earth? You think earth is ahead of heaven or heaven is ahead of earth? Come on, I'm asking a question. Who you think is ahead of the game? Earth ahead of heaven or heaven ahead of earth? So really what he's trying to really tell us is it's already bound in heaven. I just need you to bind it on earth. It's already loose in heaven. I just need you to loose it on earth. But you're not going to loose it on earth. You keep praying for all this stuff. You don't even know what's going on. I've been trying to get you to loose this, but you over here confessing and claiming that. I saw Brother Will like some jumper cables. Anybody ever used jumper cables before? Right? Right. If my car need a jump, your car got the energy. You know, we take the cables, you got the red and the black. You hook it to the red and the black. When you're hooking up to my car, you got to hook it to the red and the black. You can't hook it up to what you want to hook it up. You're going to blow something up. There's a lot of our prayers and the ones be blowing stuff up. But once I align everything, then it becomes one power source. There's no distance in the power no more. It becomes one power source, and whatever's in this is in this. If it's aligned, if the cable's good, then it becomes one thing. And now the car that wasn't working begins to work like the car that does work. Yes. That kingdom come, that will be done. Yes. As it is.
Yes.
But I've got to align.
Yes,
I've got to hook the red to the red and the black to the black. I can't just take them cables and hook them anywhere I want to hook them. Well, I'm going to hook them to the tire. Well, I'm going to hook them to the rim. Let me just throw it on the car somewhere. Red on red, black on black. And when I'm lined up, I get the same thing that's happening there, here. I get the same thing that's happening there, here. I'll say it again. I get the same thing that's happening there, here. Watch me. I'm gonna show you. Can we show you how to line? All right. So watch this. So he's about to show us how to line. You ready for this? Verse 20 says, then he charged the disciples that they should tell no man he was Jesus the Christ. I thought he was supposed to go tell everybody. No. He said, don't tell nobody he was Jesus the Christ. What? Verse 21, here it goes. He's about to start explaining to them how to access the kingdom of God on the inside of them. He's about to start explaining to them. He said, from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things. I'm talking about, you saw in Luke, he said he must suffer first, right? Suffer many things of the elders and the chief of priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again on the third day. He's explaining to them how it happens. You can't access the resurrection on the inside of you if you have not crucified all your other ideas. Here come Peter, this is us. Took and rebuked Jesus. I thought Peter had the revelation. He didn't catch. See, it was revealed to him, but he didn't deal with what was covering it. He didn't realize that he was the one covering the revelation. His idea of how it's supposed to go was the thing that was covering up the revelation of the Christ in him. Did y'all hear me? His idea of how things are supposed to go was covering up the revelation of Christ in him. Prove it. Peter began to rebuke him and saying, be it far from thee, Lord, shall it not be unto thee? Then this is Jesus talking to him. He turned to Peter and said, get thee behind me, Satan. For thou art an offense to me, you're a stumbling block. For thou savest not the things that be of God, but things that be. Take no thought. All these things be added, take no thought. He said, you're savoring these ideas of the way man said victory comes. The way man says your prosperity is gonna come. The way man says your health is gonna come. The way man says your deliverance is gonna come. You're savoring what they saying more than what I'm saying. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. How's this? Here's the key, you ready?
Yes.
Are y'all ready for it?
Yes.
Verse 20, 24. And I see another let word in there. I see another let in there. Y'all see that let in there? Uh-huh. When you hear let, that's submission. That's allowance. That's letting it happen. It's trying to happen already, but you won't. Then Jesus said unto the disciple, if any man will come after me. How many?
Any
man. So that nobody can't skip this one.
No.
And not come after me.
No.
If any man will come after me, let him deny himself. They go there, take up their cross again. Take up the cross and follow me. The next scripture look real familiar because we was reading it a little while ago in Luke, verse 25.
Right.
Go ahead and read it. Ready, read. You remember the scripture, from him that has shall more be given?
Yes,
and well, him that has not shall be taken away even that which he has?
Right.
Yeah, it don't seem like it makes sense, huh?
Right.
He don't have, him that has not gonna be taken away what he got. I thought he ain't got nothing.
Right.
He's trying to tell you that your idea of life ain't nothing. What you done figured out your dream, that ain't nothing to God. I got something bigger than what you thinking. Y'all hear me online? I got something greater than what you thinking. If you would only, shut up. You know, we always talk about turning to your neighbor and say something. We're going to do it. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, shut up. In the nicest way. Come on, I know there's some of y'all married couples. I ain't going to get in a fight, and then we got to pray for something else in the car. Just turn. Look in the Zoom. Look at the Zoom. Tell them Zoom people. Look at them. Tell them, shut up. Shut up. God got something better to say. Shut up. God got something better. Stop asking for all that. God got something better than what you're asking for. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. But as high as the heaven above the earth, that means I got something better. Don't y'all tell y'all mama shut up. She's looking at me. Oh, I'm supposed to tell. I'm trying to listen to the preacher, man of God. Whosoever will save his life will lose it. Philippians 3:10, right? And I'm going to read this real quick and then I'm done. Make it that quick. Come on. Put it on the screen. Because my clock going down. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable. And I look up the word conformable. It says take the form of. Being made conformable to his death. So that means that some of these ideas and some of these ways and some of these prayers and some of these things that we got faith confession, they got to die. Put them on the cross and nail them on the cross and let them bleed out. And when you pray like this, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done where? In earth as it is in heaven. And let it live the amen. God bless. Amen. Amen. My clock gone. Amen. Stand up. We're about to go. Go ahead, stand up. You want? Let me talk to you while you stand up. It's amazing. We celebrated this weekend. It's amazing how he's alive and the resurrection would begin with such a brutal death. And he was beat. He was stabbed. He was betrayed. Fellowship of his suffering. And he was stripped naked. He was stripped. And sometimes this way of thinking, this polarity change that God is trying to do, he said, well, you about to strip my dreams from me? You about to strip what I want, all this stuff I've been praying for all these years, you about to strip it from me? And sometimes it feels like a crucifixion. But it's really a freedom. Sometimes your wants and your anxieties and your praying and you're praying because you're worried and all these things become a bondage to you. And you don't even know it. But thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Say it. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. In earth. Point to yourself. In earth. As it is in heaven. Same time. Same way. At the same time. The same way. I'll say it again. At the same time. And the same way. As it is in heaven. In me. We know that all is well. And you're abiding in peace. We'll see you Sunday morning. Amen.